You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and WisCountry 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump in Juneau yesterday. It's his fourth campaign event in Wisconsin in 8 days. Republicans are said to be concerned about the enthusiasm and turnout machine behind Kamala Harris.
They say that Wisconsin is probably the toughest of the swing states to win. I don't think so at all.
Wisconsin has been decided by less than one percentage point in four of the last six presidential elections. The latest Marquette poll has Harris with a four-point lead. A new study finds Wisconsin's election system is more secure than other swing states. The nonprofit political research group Informing Democracy finds guidance from the Wisconsin Elections Commission leaves little room for local clerks to deviate from how they can do their work. 46% of Wisconsin voters tell the Marquette poll they've stopped talking to some friends, family, and coworkers over politics. Jane Gomez is a conservative from West Allis who says she plans to vote for Donald Trump.
I think that we jump to conclusions too soon on both sides that we're not willing to discuss.
Sharonda Orridge of Minneapolis says she's voting for Kamala Harris because she's concerned about preserving democracy.
It's closer to my vision than what I see for Donald Trump, because he don't see people. He just see himself.
The Marquette poll shows voter divisions are starker now than the last two election cycles. Last month was one of the driest Septembers in Wisconsin since 1940. Climatologists say Wisconsin's total rainfall for the month was a little more than an inch. Most of Wisconsin's counties reported rainfall between 2 and 3 inches below normal. Forecasters blame an area of high pressure over the Southwest and into the Pacific Ocean. A new radioisotope facility to treat people with cancer is open in Beloit. North Star Medical Radioisotopes plans to produce 1.5 million doses each year for cancer treatment. The company calls itself the first in the United States to have commercial-scale multi-radioisotope production and radiopharmaceutical manufacturing in the same location. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A fire at Rochecree State Park yesterday was allegedly started by a cigarette. Fire trucks and planes responded quickly as the fire could spread rapidly with the 30-mile-per-hour winds in Adams County on Sunday. Nisida, Grand Rapids, Adams, Big Flats, New Chester, Quincy, Rome, and Coloma units were called to assist with the brush fire. An ambulance was requested from Friendship for an injury to a firefighter. The fire was mostly contained by midnight, with one unit staying on the scene overnight. People are saying the fire started near the stairs that ascend to the top of the mound. There's a monthly vet breakfast at Grace's Restaurant this morning, beginning at 9 a.m. Tomorrow is Culver's Night for the VFW. On Tuesday, October 8th, you can say thank you to veterans from 4 to 8 at Culver's. A portion of proceeds will go to help the VFW's efforts in our community. A Portage County man is being held on a high cash bond for allegedly threatening to kill Vice President Kamala Harris and other Democrats. 56-year-old Robert Arnold allegedly made the threat in a voicemail message to the office of U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. In the message, Arnold threatens Harris, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, State Representative Katrina Shankland, and a Portage County supervisor who is running for state assembly. Arnold is being held on a $50,000 cash bond and will be back in court later this month to be formally charged with terrorism. His arrest comes as the U.S. Department of Homeland Security warns of a heightened threat environment ahead of the presidential election. Gas prices fell 8.3 cents per gallon over the last week. The average across the state today is $2.99. This is almost 8 cents lower than a month ago and 32 cents lower than this time last year. A survivor of Hurricane Helene is in Wisconsin with family to not be a drain on resources for people who have nowhere else to go. Andrea Ducklow said while things are devastated in her little town of Spruce Pine, North Carolina, people are getting help.
There are supplies getting to people. They have different areas set up for people to get things they need. But
She said the destruction is everywhere, but the spread of misinformation on social media is causing harm too.
Don't politicize our disaster. Because there's a lot of people missing. There's a lot of people that have died. And there's a lot of people that have lost everything.
You can read the full article on WFHR.com. The 26th annual Giant Pumpkin Fest was a smashing success over the weekend in Nakusa. President of the festival, Heather Sayers, said the weather was perfect and the crowd was even bigger than last year.
We actually had, I would say, probably a better crowd than we did last year. We had approximately 10,000 people on Saturday, and I would say probably about 8,000 on Sunday.
They had a tractor show on Saturday and a car show on Sunday. Riverside Park was full of vendors, and children and parents alike enjoyed the carnival and the range of food options available. The Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater performed The Legend of Sleepy Hollow on Sunday, right before the giant pumpkin drop. The crowd surged toward the smashed pumpkin after the drop to take away a souvenir. Heather said next year will be even better.
Make sure that you come down next year, our 27th year. It's on the first weekend, full weekend in October.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers beat the Rams. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with a 24-19 win over the Rams in L.A. Jordan Love with two touchdown passes in the second half to take the lead.
We leave a lot of plays out there, and then we make some really good plays as well. So, I think it just comes down to consistent execution.
The Packers improve to 3-2 and host the Cardinals on Sunday. The Rams head into the bye with a disappointing 1-4 record. Quarterback Matthew Stafford.
I thought our defense did a great job stepping up in the second half, made some plays to get us chances to get the ball back late in the game. We shouldn't do quite enough with it.
College football, the Badgers with a decisive win over Purdue, 52-6 over the weekend. Up next, they play Rutgers. Luke Fickell on what he saw from running back Darian Dupree.
That right there, you kind of see like, oh, there's two guys on him, and he's pretty close to breaking that thing clean open. I think that it's pretty bright in that room with some of those guys.
That's Wisconsin Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Princess Diaries fans will be glad to know that the third installment of the franchise is proceeding as planned. The project just announced that Crazy Rich Asians writer Adele Lim has signed on to direct. Anne Hathaway is expected back for part three and said she's thrilled with Lim's involvement. Crazy Rich Asians grossed $174 million at the domestic box office. Princess Diaries 3 is set to begin filming next year. Hey, who wants to feel old? Rapper Eminem announced that he is about to become a grandfather, and he did it in the best way he knows how, during a video for his new single, Temporary. The song is part of his album, The Death of Slim Shady, and is dedicated to his daughter, Haley Jade. Haley appears near the end of the video. After a montage of her and Eminem throughout the song, she gives him a football jersey as a gift with the word grandpa over the number one. As you might imagine, there was not a dry eye. There will finally be a premiere for the controversial film Rust. This is the film starring Alec Baldwin. Baldwin accidentally fired a gun on the set that had a live round in it, killing cinematographer Helena Hutchins in 2021. Baldwin was facing an involuntary manslaughter charge until the judge dismissed it. In addition to being the lead actor, Baldwin is also a producer on the film. He will not attend the premiere, which will be at the Camera Image Film Festival in Poland this November. If you're already looking to make plans in 2026, make sure you carve out a couple hours for Super Mario Brothers Part 2. Keegan-Michael Key, the voice of Toad, told Men's Journal that the Mario universe is about to expand, saying a new film will include very intriguing lore and lots of really fantastic Easter eggs. I'm assuming people that are fans of the video game have an idea of what I'm talking about, because I sure don't. Chris Pratt will return to voice the part of Mario. The Godfather, The Godfather 2, or The Conversation might be most people's response to the question, what is your favorite Francis Ford Coppola movie? When asked that exact question on a Twitter Q&A, the director surprised people and said his favorite film when it came to his own projects was Rumblefish. The film starred Mickey Rourke, Diane Lane, Nicolas Cage, and Matt Dillon and was based on the 1975 book of the same title by Outsiders writer S.E. Hinton. Might be time for a rewatch. A diehard Milwaukee Brewer fan is making the news for all the wrong reasons. Apparently, attending a Brewer playoff game was more important than being there for the birth of his first child. How do we know? The man held up a onesie and a sign that said, "First baby due today. Am I having a boy, a girl, or a playoff win?" The box next to playoff win was the one he checked. Let's not judge. The guy loves baseball, and maybe the baby isn't even his. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are going to be a little fall-like here for the next couple of days, but we are going to bounce back into the upper 70s by later this week. Today, breezy, partly cloudy, with a high of 65 this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low of 40. Tomorrow, sunny, 66. Wednesday, sunny, high of 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.